WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. Local artists, some old favorites, original tunes.
Swamp's February, by golly.
Yeah. Another kind of the
Valentine's coming up a couple of days.
Yep. Yeah. We passed Groundhog's Day, but I do want to memorialize Groundhog's Day.
Okay, let's do that.
If
let's
we do
that.
Chance,
yeah. So. Hey, first off, though, we haven't done this since the opening night, I think, of the program, and it's so good. You just got to listen to it all, by golly. We got three songs here from our old buddy from down in Clinton County. Ramblin' Randall. And they just kind of flow together with, it was recorded right here in the studio with you and Ramblin' Randall and, Bowes and the whole group here, man.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It's about all we had room for.
Here we go. Swamp, let's get going this week with, introduce these guys.
We do. The guy we're kind of featuring this evening is, calls himself Ramblin' Randall. He comes down from around the Huey area, I think, down there. South Carlisle down there.
Yeah, Huey sounds right. Yes, Oil Fields of Huey.
We got Randall Hamill right there. And so he's got dobro, and he's going to sing and play. And you got a harmonica.
You're
going to play harmonica.
We're going to have it all right here.
You bet.
We got a banjo man.
Multi-talented crew here. The banjo man sitting next to him. What was your name again? Oh, yeah, Craig Blumberger. That's Craig. So. We'll call him Craig, though.
We'll call him Craig.
So. Yeah. He's going to play the banjo, and he's going to sing and some of his songs.
And you got your guitar.
I got a guitar. We're going to see what we can do here.
Let's hit it. Let's see what goes on.
Let's do it.
You guys do it.
Yeah,
hey.
Columbus, Georgia, I want to go back to Tennessee. Way down in Columbus stockades, my friends have turned their backs on me. Go and leave me if you wish to. Never let it cross your mind. Bend your heart. If you love another, then leave me little darling, I don't mind. Where bone?
Started right
there.
All ready to go bear hunting with a switch.
Get that bear and get that switch. Tell us what we're listening to.
We're going to listen to Bury Me Beneath the Willows, an old Carter family song that made them famous back in 1932.
All right.
Way back.
She will know where I am sleeping, and perhaps she'll weep for me. My heart is sad and I am lonely for the only one I love. When can I see her? Oh, no, never till we meet in heaven above. Oh, bury me beneath the willows under the weeping willow tree. So she will know where I am sleeping, and perhaps she'll be for me. I hope. She told me that she dearly loved me. Why should I believe it? Until the angels softly whisper, she will be untrue to you. Oh, bury me beneath the willows, under the weeping willow tree, so she will know where I am sleeping, and perhaps she'll weep for me. She will know where I am sleeping, and perhaps she'll weep for me, and perhaps she'll weep for me.
Hey, man, it's
Lordy and G.
All but one string.
We got four. You ready?
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the green old Smoky Mountains to the Southland Pine Shore, she's mighty tall and handsome, known quite well by all. She's a regular combination on the Wabash Cannonball. Now listen to the jingle, rumble, and the roll as she glides along the woodlands and hidden by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear lonesome hobo call. You're traveling through the jungle on a Wabash Cannonball. Hear a wave blow. Now our eastern states stand these, so the people often say. From New York to St. Louis and Chicago by the way. From the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waterfall. Changes can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball. Now listen to the jingle, rumble, and roar. She glides along the woodland to the hill by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo call. You're traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Claxton, may his name forever stand and always be remembered in the courts of Alabama. Now there's Lee racing over, now the curtain around him falls, and he'll carry him home to victory on the wall back and roll. Now listen to the jingle, rumble and roll, and he glides along the woodland and held by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome bugle call. You're traveling through the jungle on Wabash Cannonball. Well, you're traveling through the jungle on Wabash Cannonball.
Ah, what a group, Swamp.
Yeah, I think so. That was
never
good
was there a group like that group.
Well, yeah. And probably never will be.
Probably never will be again. Maybe,
and the world is glad for that, probably.
And there's a guy here that was there that night.
That's
that
right.
We got a new tune by him.
Yeah.
So can you tell us about
all
this
brand
one
new. Well, this is a tune that Craig and I made a trip down to Nashville, Tennessee back in July this last summer. And we met up with Mr. Craig Fletcher himself, who has made guest appearances on other people's work, and Craig's too. Jim Birch used him for some things. Bob Johnson used him for some things. The guy can play about anything with strings on it, for sure, and we got him doing some things. He recorded this track you're going to hear. It's called 90 Miles an Hour, and you have to listen close to everything. It's sort of almost a semi kind of love song, but we'll get into another love song later. But this is Craig as my on banjo, myself on guitar and mandolin, and Craig Fletcher playing great banjo on this. So
sort of a Valentine song.
Sort of a semi-Valentine song.
Here we go.
In a weird way.
Driving 90 miles an hour and his right hand holds a loaded 44. In his other hand, the note she left that says she does not love him anymore. Empty whiskey bottle rolling to the rhythm of the highway on the floor. Out there looking around, he's better off. He never finds what he is searching for. Well, he's got no doubt she's headed south to find a place to live out in the sun. Cause she told him once if she ever left that that's the way her sugar bug would run. When she left him in Chicago, well, he headed out down Highway 55. Thought he'd catch her in St. Louis, but she left town before he could arrive. Well, he went on down to Memphis to get away from things he'd left behind. But he could not shake the feeling there's this gypsy woman trying to read his mind. Tell a story still unwritten with an ending that's not hard to understand. It's like every other episode of love between a woman and a man. Well, he's looking all around for a sign to tell him where to look tomorrow. But he's got no next direction. The trail she left is way too cold to follow. No, she's out there somewhere, just chasing down another crazy dream. Left him sleeping in the back row of a tent revival somewhere Tennessee. Not sure if he's dreaming of a sanctuary singing gospel songs. Well, he thinks he is a preacher, but he cannot figure out what's going on. And when they pass the plate around, he's got nothing in his pockets but his sin. But no one seemed to mind when he tells them what he's done.
if you can't find what you're looking for, it's nice to finally find someone to listen. Untangle on your troubles and pick a heavy load up off your mind. Someday you'll paint your masterpiece like sunset paints a watercolor sky. May the colors never fade and may the story that you live and never die. Well, the way the year was going seemed like the perfect way for it to end. All the promises are broken, what kind of message is it left to send? There's a shadow on the altar, time to read the sacred scriptures on the wall. To a silent congregation as they watch the holy tabernacle fall. But he woke up in the morning thanking God that it was just a crazy dream. Loretta's in the kitchen frying bacon in her t-shirt and her jeans. They're still living in Chicago in the house they built way back when they were young. They've been talking about moving south to find a place to live out in the sun. And if you can't find what you're looking for, it's nice to finally find someone to listen. Untangling your troubles and pick a heavy load up off your mind. Someday you'll paint a masterpiece like sunset paints a watercolor sky. May the colors never fade and may the story that you'll live and never die. May the colors never fade and may the story that you'll live and never die.
There we go, Swamp. Right. Yeah.
I don't know if you followed that narrative, but it all turned into a dream, actually.
Turned into be a just a bad dream.
Yeah, right? Bad dream. So he wakes up and Loretta's frying the chicken or whatever.
Absolutely. Truly a love story.
People following all this kind of thing, if you think about things too much, that might be Loretta from the song called Loretta, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or it could be another Loretta. Who knows?
It could be. There's more than one, I think.
More than one Loretta out there. Craig Fletcher is also playing the bass on that, the upright bass. So.
All right.
We got Bill Lineberry next, and what's the name of his tune he's going to do?
It's All Wound Up. It's about Bill's former profession. He was over the road truck driver, and he's talking about singing about it right now.
Yeah.
He's retired from that truck driving, but he can sing about it. Yeah. Here we go, Bill.
Got her all wound up and running down the road. She's all wound up and running down the road. And her diesel smokes, blowing black as coal. She got a 600 cat, 18 gears. She's got legs 321 rears. Got her all wound up and running down the road. Got her all wound up, pulling a heavy load. She's all wound up and running down the road. Got her all wound up and running down the road. And her diesel smokes, blowing black as coal. She's a W9 with two chrome stacks, a West Coast turnaround, be right back, yeah. All wound up and running down the road. Got her all wound up, pulling a heavy load. She's all wound up and running down the road. She's all wound up and running down the road. And her diesel smokes, blowing black as coal. Stacked, motor's tight, she lights up when I drive her at night, yeah, all wound up and running down the road. She's all wound up, pulling a heavy load. I got her all wound up and running down the road. She's she's all wound up and running down the road. And her diesel smoke's blowing black as coal. And her diesel smoke's blowing black as coal.
There goes Bill Swan.
Bill trucking down the road. He's not trucking anymore, but he's singing about one. Yeah, he's still singing about it. That's fine.
Yes, sir. So,
he was a trucker. I'll tell you what, one of my favorite holidays is Groundhog Day, as most of you out there.
What a day. Yes.
Probably your favorite day, too. Groundhog that we have now with, what's his name, Phil or whatever it is, and it's become Punxsutawney Phil. He's become a kind of beloved character, but... we're casting our net down to the Missouri Ozarks with the Dillards here, who, of course, were the darlings on the Andrew Griffith Show.
Yeah.
If you remember that. Mm-hmm. And well cast for that, I think. And
There's
only one man standing on the Dillards anymore. Rodney Dillard is the singer, and you're going to hear him shortly. Their whole take on the groundhog is a little different than Punxsutawney Phil. It's not such a lovable character.
Oh.
In fact, they usually kill him when they see him.
A villain.
So, yeah.
Okay.
It's called Groundhog.
Groundhog. Here we go.
Oh, groundhog.
Parts of the branch, way down yonder in the parts of the branch, you and Sal whistle in a little big dance.
Groundhog, groundhog.
Well, come on, Grandpa, get your dog. Come on, Grandpa, get your dog. I'm going up a holler to dance your groundhog.
Groundhog.
With a snigger and a grin, groundhog grease all over her chin.
Groundhog, groundhog. Groundhog, groundhog.
Groundhog.
There's old groundhog there.
That was a goodie, yeah.
One of my favorite lines in that song is, here comes Sally with a snicker and a grin. She's got that groundhog grease all over her chin. So.
I don't know. Up next, what do we got? Oh, Aaron O'Toole.
Oh, Aaron O'Toole, yeah.
Aaron O'Toole, look right here in Greenville, Illinois.
Real person,
one of our
favorite
female
singers
of all time.
You betcha.
Step by step. Here
step
we go.
Step
to dry rocks along the way. tomorrow. Trying to catch the dry rocks along the way. Skipping stones across still waters just to make way.
Well, so I'll bet, I think about does it for our February program.
Is that it?
It was a dandy. We had some goodies on here.
I think so.
I'm telling you, we do every time.
Oh, yeah.
It's good stuff anytime.
Certainly.
Cue this program up. But
all right.
Here's been another good one.
All right. We'll see you next month.
See you in March.
All right.